Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Meet the Kotatsu. My name is An, and next to me, I have a special guest today, Princess Kumiko. Kumiko, can you give us a short introduction about yourself?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me here. My name is Princess Kumiko, and I'm a Vox VTuber.
So, Kumiko, how long have you been VTubing for?
Roughly about 3 months, give or take.
Have you been streaming previously before that?
Yep, I've streamed for about a year without a cam.
So just kind of like faceless streaming? Faceless.
Yeah, they still join.
So in terms of like VTubing, I know VTubing got really popular in 2019 with the introduction of Hololive and Nichi Sanji. And most VTubers started their careers probably within that time frame of like 2019 to 2022, I would say. Do you feel like now that you're VTubing in 2022, do you feel like it's like gone out of like just being like popular?
I don't think it's like gone out of, let's say, fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because more and more people are wanting them, and with the pandemic that happened, more people have gained anxiety. So they don't really want to show themselves on camera as much. And I think people feel more comfortable with hiding behind something instead. Right.
Like I know with the pandemic, a lot of people have been working from home. And I think that's probably why the reason why like just streaming in general has gotten a lot very popular. And I think VTubing has gotten so pretty popular too. I don't know if it's as popular as like the 2019 to 2020 era, but I think I've seen a lot more VTubers now than I have ever. Why do you think it's gotten so popular like in the western side? Like I know it was really popular in Japan. Why do you think it moved over to like Western media?
It's something new. It's not well known to everyone, and with something like just coming out, and it's like the shiny new toy that everyone wants, and like, oh my god, yes, I want to do that.
Is that kind of how you feel, like you see yourself as like being a VTuber?
Personally, I just enjoyed having my own character and not always having to act as myself. I could be somebody else.
Do you act as like, I know like a lot of VTubers, they are themselves, but they just have a VTuber. And I know other VTubers that have a separate persona to their VTuber specifically. Like, do you lean one way more or the other? Like, are you just more just mainly yourself when you're streaming as your VTuber, or do you act like as a completely different person?
I'm just mainly myself. I don't enjoy, I don't enjoy acting that much. But I think it's easier just to be yourself, because then you're not hiding anything from the public.
I guess that makes sense. It's because it's hard to keep up. Like, if you're not good at acting, it's hard to keep up that like public persona of like being a specific VTuber, right?
Yeah, and it's mentally draining. Like, to constantly do that whilst on stream in front of people. Like, if you mess up, a lot of people are going to see that, and it could potentially ruin like what you've gained.
Right. I mean, we've seen that all the time with like people streaming on Twitch, just like when people try to act at one way or another, and then they do one thing that publicly shatters their image, and they just garner a lot of hate from their community. I feel like VTubers, I don't think there's been that many scandals with VTubers. It's usually a wholesome community. But in terms of like the way they act, I usually see it as like one way or the other. It's like they're super lewd or they're super wholesome. Where do you find yourself in between that line?
That depends on like the game I'm playing. Say if I was playing like Animal Crossing, or Stardew, or something that's pretty innocent, I wouldn't sit there and be acting all lewd towards my chat.
Like, so what games do you mainly play on your channel?
Mainly League. It's a bit of an aggressive game. Then again, I still wouldn't act lewd whilst playing League. More like raging.
I mean, it's kind of hard to act in general when you're playing. Usually, I feel like League is the type of game where your true colors really show, right?
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, trying to act whilst, like, somebody on your team is running it down? That'd be difficult.
That's like mentally draining times too. Like, there's, I don't think anyone could really stay in like in a public persona while playing League. That seems so difficult to do.
Say, so, like, you're watching your mid laner run it down, and you're just like, haha, don't worry, guys, we still got this.
You know, I feel like that's something that could happen in real life. I don't feel like
too positive. Like, nobody can play that game and be that happy.
Like, I think it's extra funny, especially if you're losing a game, but the character you're playing is extra positive, and they always have extra positive voice lines. And you're like, I can't listen to you right now. I can't listen to your positive voice lines right now. Do you ever feel like that?
Are you talking about a certain champion?
I mean, there's several champions like that, but mainly Lux. Lux has several poppy voice lines like that.
She does, but I guess at least she's trying to keep you positive.
Right. In terms of, like, League of Legends, why do you play League of Legends so much?
Because I've played it since Season 3, and that is a very long time.
Do you know the year of Season 3?
I think it was around maybe 2011.
So kind of like near the start, like before they even had like the map update. That was like during the time when Master Yi had like pizza feet, right?
Yeah, but all the way back then.
Very, very original old League. Do you like the old League, or do you like all the visual updates they're coming out with now?
I like the old League. The old League was more fun.
That's actually pretty surprising. I feel like now with like League of Legends being so popular as it is, I don't even think it's like a gaming company anymore. It's more like a idol music production company.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
About the fact that they've gone away from the game?
Yeah, like they're not game focused anymore. They're now like a huge media conglomerate.
I think it's good that they're trying to expand the horizon with different medias, and in the long run, it's just going to gain them more money.
I mean they're already making a bunch of money, so
yeah. But more money equals more games, which they're already trying to do, which means more fun.
Yeah, I've heard they're coming out with an MMO. Are you excited to play that?
I am very excited to play that, since there's not any decent MMOs. And they want to
like
flop.
Yeah, like I've noticed that like a lot of MMO now, like that comes out nowadays, they just don't have that spice or that flair that they don't have old that MMOs. Wow, yeah, like it's just not fun to play. Like all the MMOs now that come out now feel just like they've been copy and pasted over and over, and it doesn't feel fun to play like MMOs nowadays. Like it just feels like I click one button and my character will run to the objective, do the thing for me, right?
Yeah, totally understandable.
Yeah, do you have like a favorite MMO that you used to play?
So I used to play World of Warcraft, like a lot of people did, and RuneScape, and Final Fantasy. But I don't like the subscription aspect.
Of any of them?
Of any of them. So I stopped playing them.
So in terms of like, okay, that actually makes sense to me. Like in terms of like MMOs and subscriptions, I'm kind of fine with subscriptions, just because if MMOs have subscriptions, that kind of puts everyone on an even playing field. There's really no pay to win. That's how a lot of MMOs now are, like nowadays, is that the MMO is free, but there's a lot of pay-to-win aspect to it.
I feel like that's more in like the eastern side, not so much in the west.
I mean, western, like, there hasn't been that many western MMOs that have come out lately. Besides New World that from Amazon that came out, like, I think it was like maybe 2 years ago or something like that. I played it a little bit. It was fun, but it got boring really fast. There wasn't really much to do.
Yeah. Nothing else. Just walking.
It was basically a walking simulator. Like, but I mean, it was fun. It was fun for the first bit, but after you reach, you know, the end game, there wasn't really much to do.
Yeah. A lot of people were complaining about that. How they didn't update the game fast enough.
I guess they weren't really expecting people to like speed level or get, you know, max out their character at that pace. And that, I guess that makes sense, but you expect people to, when you make an MMO, you really should expect people to like that 1% to really make it to the end, right?
But they do it so like the working people can catch as well.
Right.
More people work, I assume.
Yeah, but like, what are your thoughts on like pay to win versus like just a subscription model? Like, what are your thoughts on it?
If anything, I'd rather have the subscription for MMOs than pay to win.
Right. But
if you have the money to pay to win, then I guess it's there for those people who want to spend the money. But you should be able to get everything in game. As just if, like, you could, like, get the pay to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Like, I think the only thing that should be monetized, per se, would probably be cosmetics. I'm fine with if they monetize, you know, cosmetics. But if there's, like, let's say I'm playing, like a sci-fi game or something, and I just dump $100 to get, like, the best gun in the game, you know? I feel like that shouldn't be a thing. And I know we should be talking about VTubers and stuff like that, but this is a pretty interesting topic, you know. Usually I don't get a lot of people to talk about MMOs, but this is actually a pretty interesting topic. Do you think like subscription models or like pay to win should be limited only to like cosmetics, or do you think it should be like they should go into that other line of like paying for like a high level character?
I don't mind if, like, say, if you're paying for a high-level character, but first you have to already have a character that's high-level before then you can then pay for the high-level character. Like, so you have a second.
Ah, so basically like a new game plus type character, almost. Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense to me.
You're starting again, but you're not really cheating either because you already have that other high-level character.
You've done the grind once before, you know, and then
you don't need to do it again.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Well, what about like rare drops? Like, let's say there's a dungeon and it's like you need like 16 people to do this dungeon, and there's like a super rare item you can get from this dungeon. But then you could, on the other hand, just pay, you know, $20 to get this rare item. What do you think of that as a like a pay to win?
If they wanted to add it in, they should make it more expensive. Especially if the drop is extremely rare. Because I feel that way people won't buy it.
Like, that's the thing is that, like, there will be people that buy it. You know, like the whales.
0.001%.
But there will be. There will be people that buy it, though. That's the thing. Like, and what do you think, like, the loss of prestige, though, when it comes to, like, getting that one rare, like, I want to be that type of person that runs like a really hard dungeon, like a 16-man dungeon, get a really rare item and say, hey, I got this rare item by running this dungeon, and you can't buy it anywhere. You know, you have to put in the time to run this really hard dungeon, you know, like learn how to run this dungeon instead of just buying it. What do you think of like that in terms of like prestige?
Then I guess they shouldn't have it on the store if it's like, if that's the only way you can get it.
Right.
Then it makes you feel good that you're the only one who's got it.
It's one or the other, right?
Yeah.
We went on a long, really weird MMO tangent, but that's what it is. So in terms of your VTubing career currently, I know you've drawn your own model. What's drawn you towards like being a fox model?
I really enjoy foxes. I also have a little dog that kind of looks a little bit like a fox. Also a little bit like a wolf. He's a chunker though.
He's a little mix.
A little mix. Yeah, I guess they're just my favorite animal.
What are your thoughts on like VTubers who have like multiple personas?
I think that's a lot of work, and I would not be up to the challenge to do that.
Like, I think I've seen like maybe two or three with people who have like multiple persona VTubers, and I feel like that's kind of weird. Like I get the idea that there's a person behind the VTuber, and then I know they can act as different people, but I just feel like that's so weird to be like a separate persona like one day and then another day.
Do they have like the same character?
No, like just like completely different model.
Why?
I don't know. That was my thinking. It was like, is that even a plausible thing you can do is to have a multiple persona?
Are you even allowed to do that?
I mean, what's stopping you? There's nothing stopping you from doing it.
But if you're streaming on, say, YouTube or Twitch.
Right. Like,
and say, like, I don't know, one of the Twitch staff didn't know and they thought you got hacked. And then they just shut down your account. Because someone else is like on your stream.
Like, let's be realistic here. In terms of like YouTube and Twitch staff, I don't think they really care.
Oh, they don't care if you get hacked. I see.
I don't think they really do. Like, do you think, like, especially if you don't have like a million subscribers or something like that, right?
Then they wouldn't, because you're not making profit for them,
right? Like, how many subscribers do you think you need in term, like, for YouTube or Twitch to even care? Like, I've seen people with like in the millions of subscribers on YouTube who get their, I wouldn't say hacked, but they get demonetized all the time by troll companies that kind of demonetize their videos because of like stupid litigation stuff. Like, how many people do you think subscribers you actually need for those companies to actually care about you?
Okay, so I know on Twitch roughly you need about 2,000 subscribers for Twitch to care.
I feel like that's kind of low, right? 2,000?
That is kind of low, but you're also making quite a bit of money,
right?
For like the average person.
So when you say subscribers, do you mean like people who actually like are actually members?
Yeah, actually sub.
Oh, like okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
They don't donate, so, they don't send money through like Patreon or anything.
Just subscribe, just straight up subscribe. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, because getting 2,000 subscribers is actually a lot harder. Like, when you said subscribers, I thought you meant, like, YouTube subscribers, you know?
Like, no, like, Twitch subscribers.
Right,
that's why the Twitch staff to notice you.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Because there's a difference between 2,000 followers and 2,000 subscribers.
You don't really get anything for, like, people following you. Like, it's...
just numbers, right? It's just a numbers game. Yeah, just numbers.
Like, you could have, like, a million followers, but, like, zero subscribers.
Right, Twitch worker. Right, so it's the follower count that really matters to Twitch. So 2,000 actually is a pretty big number in terms of a following count then. Not following a subscriber count then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I've still seen plenty of things in terms of like, you know, where Twitch doesn't really care about much. But yeah, I get you.
There's a lot of things Twitch do not care about.
Right.
But we won't go into that.
Yeah. So in terms of like, I know there's been like a lot of like risque like type streams current, like within the last couple of years, like where streamers are like trying to break TOS for Twitch, like being hot tub streams and anything and stuff like that. Do you think VTubers are able to get away more with that just because they're VTubers?
Yeah, but I feel like they'd be able to show a lot more skin. Because they're not actually real.
Right.
And there's also another section on Twitch where you're allowed to draw on your body fully naked. But because you're not showing anything, it counts as like...
Wait, that doesn't make sense. What?
So you can do art on your own body and be right. Naked.
Like completely nude?
Yeah. Not like all the way down, but like for women, like chest area.
Like they can just have like exposed breast.
Yeah. And that counts as art and not being naked.
Nude and not nudity.
Yeah.
So do you think that will like do you think that will like translate over to like the VTuber community at all in any way?
I feel like it'd also be allowed because you're not showing anything. You're just drawing.
I mean, what if you had like a fully new VTuber?
Okay, are we showing like the lower section?
Let's just say like within the same TOS as like real people.
I still think they can get away with a lot more.
Yeah, I think so. I think VTubers are generally able to get away with more, but keep in mind that it's a lot harder to rig a VTuber to do something. Like you have to physically rig a VTuber to do something unmodest, which I think is pretty.
But would you get banned off Twitch for it?
At most, you probably get like a 3-day ban. I don't think you get like a straight ban. Yeah, like you have to do something pretty egregious for Twitch to like straight up ban you, like permanently ban you. Most of the time, it's usually like a 3-day ban or like wasn't there like a Twitch streamer? I don't watch a lot of Twitch at all, but wasn't there like a Twitch streamer that did like several like 2 weeks of just hot tub streams, you know?
But then they made that into its own category.
So exactly. Exactly.
I didn't like the fact that they allowed that because Twitch is for gaming. Not for...
It used to be for gaming, but now it's like, it's all over the place.
It's a little bit of everything.
I mean, you're kind of within that genre too. Like, I know you play games, but you also do art streams too, right?
Yep, I do sometimes, depending.
Depending.
Do I want to rage at little kids or do I want to relax?
We're going back real quick to the league topic real quick.
Brought that up, not me.
I remember when I was watching like professional league, mm-hmm. and I was watching like I remember one of the casters were like, man, this is going to be probably his last year or something. He was like 22 or something like that. And I was like, wait, 22? And this is going to be his last year of professional competition? Like, that made no sense to me.
He's clearly made enough money to live.
No. It's not because of that. It's because once you age out of a certain age group or something like that, it's because your reaction time gets slower. I'm guessing that's what they were talking about.
That's the same with sports, but they stop. I think it's like 35.
Like playing football. I don't watch enough sports to.
I don't watch enough sports either. But like, usually it's around that age. Then like when they stop having them.
Right. But I feel like for like video games, I think you're more reliable on like reaction times and stuff like that. So I guess that makes sense if you can't react as fast as, you know, like other players, because in sports reaction times matter, but for gaming it's like the epitome of like what gaming is reaction time. But yeah, like that's my thought, is like as I get older, I do feel like I don't react as fast as I used to.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that's like, are you feeling that too now? Like, man, I just can't play as good as I used to.
I can't play as good as I used to. I can't like move about as good as I used to.
That's just old age. It's old age talking.
Old age kicking in.
Wait, as a Fox VTuber, how old are you?
That is a good question. It's a very good question.
Are you in like the baby range of like under 100, or are you in like the God Fox group of like eternity over like 10,000 or something?
Probably say over like 20,000.
Oh, 20,000. You're old then.
Yeah.
that's actually Really? Like, you're older than time. You're older than humans, technically.
Why do you think my legs are starting to ache and my back?
Everything aches once you hit that. Once you get past, what, 1800?
Oh, 1800
years old for foxes? That's how it is. So usually with this podcast, I usually like to talk about anime, but I know you don't watch a lot of anime. Do you have any like specific animes you like?
I like Spice and Wolf, but that's a given.
Right, it's a given.
Yeah. And probably Tokyo Ghoul, but only season one.
I actually never finished Tokyo Ghoul. Surprisingly. It's like that one anime I never finished.
I never finished it either.
But just season one, right? Just season one.
I tried to watch season two. It didn't make much sense. And then I attempted season three and I was just like, nope. No, it's just gonna...
I feel like that's how all animes are. Is like the seasons just kind of drop off once they're not good anymore.
I don't think there is an anime that I've watched that has either like carried on their seasons, because only like the first season's just good enough, or I don't know. I feel like they just don't need to, or it's just they've read it and they thought, no, we're not carrying this on. The public won't like it.
Maybe you just haven't watched a lot of like enough anime. I've seen plenty of animes where they are really good, but I understand you like especially like shows that come to America. Like usually they watch and they just kind of die off and they don't end up getting super popular. But what are your thoughts on like old animes where they like the super popular ones like Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, stuff like that? Are you interested in any of those?
I attempted to watch Bleach and I got to episode 160 something.
You know what? I am surprised because Bleach fell off like a rock, because after I forgot what the arc was called. It's like when they were in the Soul Society. After that arc, it just kind of died off because it was so much filler. Is that how you felt?
Yeah. Like there was unnecessary episodes that didn't need to be there.
I remember, like, wasn't there like a, I remember they had like a, what do you call it? Not a filler arc. You could call it a filler arc, but there was a filler arc inside of a filler arc. And I'm like, why?
Why is that needed?
I don't know why. Yeah. Like, but have you heard that Bleach is actually coming back though?
No.
Like very soon, like maybe next season or the season after, they're bringing Bleach back, and maybe I'm actually pretty excited just because I want to see how it, like the evolution of Bleach.
Are they starting again or just
yeah? I think they're starting from where they left off. Maybe a few chapters ahead of that. I'm not positive, but something like that. I'm not sure.
How many episodes does Bleach have?
Too many.
Do you know?
I can pull it up right now. I think over... Let me see. It has 17 seasons. Holy crap. I never... 366 episodes.
Oh, I could have carried on. I could have finished.
Do you think you could finish One Piece?
No. How many episodes does that have?
Over 1,000.
To be fair, Pokemon has 1,115.
That's actually pretty surprising. You know, I tried to watch One Piece, but it's so hard to watch One Piece because, like, each episode, like the first 10 to 15 minutes is literally what happened in the previous episode. It's a flashback.
Why do they add flashbacks in?
Like the first 15 minutes. So you only get like 10 minutes of new content. And I'm like, this doesn't make, why? I hate animes like that. Just why?
Is it not like a skip option? To skip flashback?
There should be. But, okay. I guess not.
Because yeah. I know on Death Note, there's a skip option.
Well, you know, oh, on Netflix. I mean, I'm pretty sure if it was like airing on Netflix, they would probably have it. I don't think One Piece is currently on Netflix, so, you
know. I don't know if it's ever been on Netflix.
Hmm. Talking about Death Note, I know that Netflix has a bunch of, what do you call it, live actions. Do you have any favorite live actions?
Definitely not Death Note, that's for sure.
It was so bad. It was awful. What are your thoughts on Avatar, The Last Airbender live action?
That was also terrible.
Oh man, it was so bad. I feel like it's gone up there to where it's like it's so bad. It's kind of, there's kind of like a minor cult following of how bad it is.
Who thought it'd be a good idea?
M Night Shyamalan. That's who thought it was. Here's the thing. I was really, really hoping for it to be really good. Like, I really love Avatar: The Last Airbender. Like,
it's a really good. Is it an anime? Would you class it as an anime?
I've actually had this debate before whether I would consider Avatar an anime or not. And the thing about it is that, like, yeah, it's drawn in an anime type style, but it is a Western media.
Yeah.
So what is anime? What do you consider anime? Is it like, is anime like the type of drawing, or is anime a media that comes out of Japan?
I would say anime is probably the style that comes out of Japan.
So if those are your, you know, definition of what an anime is, then no, Avatar would not be an anime because it's a Western media, right?
So it'd be a cartoon.
Yeah, so it would be a cartoon. I don't know. That's a hot take. That's a definite.
It'd definitely be a cartoon because it aired on Nickelodeon.
Right. I mean, but anime, there were a couple of animes that aired on Nickelodeon as well, right? Like
what?
I can't remember. There was one. Wait, did Spider Rider air on Nickelodeon? Maybe? I don't know. No, that was 4Kids. That was 4Kids. I don't know. But all right. Hot take aside, hot take of whether Avatar is an anime or not. I would love for it to have like a remake, like an actual real, like a good.
Like a good remake.
Yeah, a good remake. I would love that. Like,
would not you want them to finish the whole 4 books?
Like in one movie?
Not in one movie. That would be.
Oh, like a trilogy almost, but four. Yeah. Like the thing about the Avatar movie in itself was like they didn't even get the main character's name right. Like, why?
I don't think they knew what they were doing at the time. They just wanted to put it out because it was popular.
Right. Like I understand that. Let's say the main character was Aang, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that if the president wasn't set that his name was already Aang, then Aang would have been fine. Like, let's say that Avatar came out as a manga. Like, I know it wasn't, but let's just say it is. It came out as a manga, and we've never heard his pronunciation of his name. If his pronunciation of his name was Aang, I would have been fine with it. Okay, that's fine. But in the animated show, it's been Aang the entire time. Why do you go and change it? That makes no sense to me.
I'm not sure why they changed it. Maybe they thought it like maybe a bit easier for the Western side to pronounce.
It's one syllable.
Still,
it's one syllable.
It's just an idea. Could have been. They could have been like, yeah, we'll go with this because most Western people cannot pronounce like Asian sounding letters.
I think Aang is. There's no difficulty between Aang and Aang. Honestly, I feel like Aang is actually harder to pronounce than Aang. Just my opinion.
It sounds like Bong. Why did you name him that?
I don't even know. Wait, didn't they also whitewash the movie really horribly as well?
Yeah. They did. Ruined.
I hate that.
Need to make a new one.
If they were to make a new one, do you have like who do you think would be a good director for it? Do you know any good directors?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton? That's a weird one. Tim Burton?
I'm not saying he'd be good for this, but you asked a different question. Then again, it could maybe.
It's like a dark.
He'd make it more dark themed.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing a dark themed.
Like a bit more.
Avatar.
That's something. That could be something.
I mean, Avatar did get really dark, though. Like in like the latter half, like with bloodbending and stuff like that, it really dark.
We could have Tim Burton do it for us.
Tim Burton, huh? Mm. You know what? You know, anyone would be better than M. Night Shyamalan. That, please don't let him touch any of my childhood memories ever again.
Literally ruined.
Oh, wait, what about Michael Bay? Michael Bay wouldn't be too bad. Just explosions everywhere? I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yes, you would. You wouldn't want explosions everywhere.
Avatar? I would.
You would be good for the Fire Nation and nothing else.
I mean, air could have a lot of cool explosion-y things. Like,
no.
What's wrong with that?
Definitely not.
I think it would have been fine. All right. Weird tangent about Avatar. Man, I was supposed to be interviewing you about VTuber stuff. We've just been going on random tangents.
Wait, what if somebody did like a VTuber Aang and they made his arrows glow?
Oh, that would have been really... Ooh. That'd be actually really cool.
Yeah. Like, not as like how do they do it when they like make the skin dark and they have like a certain object glowing?
Glow?
Not
like, yeah.
Not like that.
Like dark mode? Like VTuber dark mode?
Yeah, not like that, but like do like it as
Super
a
Saiyan.
Yeah.
Like the Super Saiyan mode? Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Like, say he's playing a game and he gets like really focused or really mad and he just starts glowing.
You know, that'd be kind of... Yeah, I would love to... Wait, since we're talking about the arrows, what are your thoughts on, like, the arrows for, like, the live-action movie where it was really, really detailed?
I don't know why it was detailed. I don't know why it wasn't even blue, but... That's
Wait, it wasn't blue?
No. It was, like, it was more like a tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't think it was blue.
Really? Was it, like, black? Was it straight up black?
I thought it was blue. I don't think it was blue.
Oh, I was talking about how detailed it looked like. I didn't like how detailed it looked.
Why was it detailed?
I don't know.
Just keep him as he is.
Wait. Could you imagine like being on set every day? Someone has to literally draw those on you every day.
I don't think that was drawn. I think that would have been like, you know, like a fake tattoo.
Oh, like a bald cap almost type thing? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think the kid was definitely bald.
No, I don't think it was bald. No, that can't be a real tattoo. I don't think it was a real tattoo.
No, it would have been a fake one. Like, it definitely isn't.
When you say a fake one, do you mean like drawn on tattoo, right?
Yeah, like, you know, like the sticker tattoos that you get out of like Geo packets?
Oh,
like one of them.
There's no way. There's no way. Like you come in for hair and makeup, someone just slaps a huge ass sticker on your forehead every day.
Definitely.
No, I think those are hand drawn. I think it was hand drawn every day.
No. That wastes so much time. Could you imagine? Mean, like, you've got to come in at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So we can draw a tattoo. Yeah, so we can draw a tattoo on you when you could just like get one of those things and just like slap it on his forehead and be like, done.
Well, you know, I think it was hand drawn every day. It's too detailed for them to print out a sticker of that every day.
What do you mean? You draw it on like, I don't know, draw it on a Photoshop. Stencil? Yeah. Print it out. Done. No,
I just feel like it's more realistic for like just to hire like someone that just free hands it on. I just still don't like how detailed it looked. I don't know.
I thought like they were just gonna keep it blue and that was it.
Yeah, you know, honestly, now that I think about it, maybe like a colored in blue tattoo would have looked really weird. Now that I think about it,
not even like, they didn't even need the markings. They just needed blue. This blue arrow on his head.
What if it was just like a blue arrow outlined, but not colored in?
I think that would have been better than the tattoo.
Yeah, okay.
At least we know what we're looking at.
Yeah, understandable. Man, what kind of VTuber questions was I even asking? Was it literally, this is like a shit on Avatar podcast.
I don't know. I don't really remember.
Oh, man. Well, I, wait. In terms of like VTubing, how, like, if let's say a new person wanted to get into VTubing, what all do they really need to do to get into VTubing?
They'd need to YouTube some videos to see like how it works, what apps you can use, because there's phone apps, there's PC apps.
Right.
They'd need to know like if they can do it themselves or not, if there's any money involved.
Like if there was a cost, like let's say I wanted to get into VTubing, but I didn't want to do any of this. I want to pay to win.
You want to pay to win.
Yeah. How much would it cost to get like a fully fleshed out VTuber?
Are we talking about like full body? Are we talking about half a body?
Let's say so usually a person that comes into VTubing, right? Like the first thing in their mind is like, I want a full VTuber, you know, like let's say they have the budget for a full VTuber, right? Before they even know what the cost is. Let's just go with the range of costs, like from full body all the way to just bust.
That varies from person to person, but it can go between like three, I want to say at least 300 to maybe like $4,000.
Yeah. And like in terms of $4,000, we're talking about like,
that's withdrawing and like full rigging,
right?
Like very detailed rigging,
right? And I know like there's some models like the Hololive or Nichi Sanji models that they're literal artists or manga artists. Like I'm sure they're VTubers. They probably go for like maybe $5,000 to $10,000, maybe even more. You know,
maybe even more. Yeah, because that's like, not only does like the drawing take time, but like the rigging itself takes time.
Like, could you imagine like making like a school video, but you hire like Michael Bay to be your
oh my god
to be your director? No. You have your school video.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Like just the price of it.
Yeah, it's like you could like get someone to draw you something really good, and then you could get like another person to rig it for you. That might come out a bit cheaper depending on where you look.
You get to shop around.
Yeah, you get to look around a bit. Right. You don't have to like have someone do the drawing and the rigging, which I think would be more expensive.
Like price, like separate pricing, like, how much is it for drawing and how much is it for rigging?
Again, that depends on the person and how much like time and effort they want to put in. Personally, I would like charge, depending on your drawing skills.
Right.
It could also vary from like maybe like 20 like dollars to like over $1,000. Again, depending on like how much work you're putting in, how much detail you're putting in, because some people might just want like only
the
like
basics.
Yeah, just the basics and nothing else, and that'd be pretty cheap to do. That's why other people might want like emotes,
right,
and hand movement and leg movement, and that's a lot.
Like an exponential cost going up, yeah. Like the more stuff you want, right?
Not only do you have to like draw it, but you also have to split up sections and then redraw little sections so it all fits together. Kind of like a juggle. Juggle? Jigsaw.
A jigsaw juggle.
Juggle jigsaw.
I know unlike normal art, like for VTubers, you also like what most people don't see a lot of times is like when you when you draw a VTuber, you also have to draw the backside of the VTuber. Like when you're doing a shirt, you also have to do the backside of the shirt and multiple parts, separate parts like that. And that, you know, that like that, even though most people won't see it a lot of times, that's extra work for the artist. So you have to pay, you know, pay for that extra work.
You do. But again, that depends if like the artist wants to even draw them in the first place.
I mean, usually when you talk to the artist, you know, you make a plan beforehand, you let them know what you want. And then usually the artist will give you the OK if their, you know, their like skill level is at that point where they can do what you want. Or maybe they'll say like, I don't think I'm the right person for this. And they'll decline your type of, because I know there's a lot of VTubers that are like very specific, I know furry VTubers have really gone up recently, and those, like, especially for riggers, like, you know, you don't rig those as the same as you would like a normal person, because they have different jaw lines and different stuff like that. Like,
I feel like they would be more pricey.
Oh, like, yeah,
a lot more pricey.
It's because it's like a very,
it's a different bone structure.
Right. You're paying for something like, you're paying for something that's like extra, like above extra.
Yeah, you're literally paying for someone who knows like how like animals' bodies work.
Right.
And what they look like when they move.
Right.
As by humans, you see every day. But if you were gonna rig like, I don't know, a shark, you don't see them every day. So you've gotta look up how they move. So that could also like add to the cost for someone researching something.
Yeah, I've actually never seen a atomically correct shark being rigged. That would be exponentially, that'd be crazily expensive. I don't know if anyone, I'm pretty sure people can do it, but it would take a lot of research time to do it.
Because you mentioned like fairies, like would the shark be just a shark, or would it be a shark with a human body?
So a mermaid.
kind of like,
mean, I think I've seen mermaids, like mermaids, you know, several mermaids. Yeah, like several mermaids. Wait, isn't there not a shark, but isn't there like a whale, or not a whale, like a killer whale VTuber? Like,
I don't think she's fully like an animal.
Just a hoodie, right?
Yeah. So that's a little bit different. I wouldn't class that as like a fairy.
I feel like, at what point are we gonna like feel like that saturation market for like VTubers, like you know, like the later generation of Pokemon, they just kind of ran out of ideas. They just have Pokemon that looks like objects, like an apple, key rings.
Somebody could like be a VTuber but be an object.
I mean, there's probably already several, right?
I have no idea. Maybe.
I mean, don't foxes have like the ability to change into like objects?
Depends on the fox, right? Is it a spiritual fox? Is it a magical fox? Is it just an ordinary fox?
Just a fox?
Yeah, just a fox.
I'm just a fox. I'm not anything. I'm just a fox. Nothing else. I'm a VTuber that is just a normal fox.
No human body, just full on fox. No different like bright colors, just orange.
Could you imagine like a person being like a fly VTuber, like atomically correct fly VTuber, streams for one day, dead. Next day, dead. No more. Just the one day stream.
I think that'd be awful. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Like, that's your persona. I'm a fly, like atomically correct fly. I stream for one day, never again. That's it. The one stream, because flies only live for one day. That's it. Done.
What else lives for only one day? I think it's
like bugs. It's mostly bugs.
Yeah, mostly bugs.
Mostly bugs.
For one day. What if you did like a caterpillar? And then the more like followers and subscribers they got, say they got like 100 subscribers, and then they went into a cocoon.
Oh, that, like a transformation type VTuber? Oh, yeah. That would be so cool.
I like how many, like, again, followers or subscribers that you got.
And you basically, like, metamorphose, like, mm-hmm. based on your
subscribers. You had it as a toggle, and you just pressed it, and I think that'd be, like, entertaining to watch.
Yeah, but the price for having that and to rig that would be absolutely humongous.
But at that point of, like, say you're a capital, and then hopefully you've gained enough
subscribers money, right,
to then be able to get somebody to rig that for you.
Like, what do you think the cost of that would even be? I would say at least at minimum, like $1,500 at minimum.
You think for like the caterpillar to go into the cocoon?
Like just for the caterpillar alone, let's just say the caterpillar alone, right? For movement, for art and stuff like that, at least $150, right? Just for that. And then to animate that into going into the cocoon and to make the cocoon and to rig the cocoon, another probably $300 on top of that, right?
Yeah, but by then you should like have enough money. Or you should already have the money to begin with if you wanted something like that.
Something elaborate. Yeah, but keep in mind, like, who is going to sit there and watch a caterpillar VTuber? Like, are we talking, like, atomically correct caterpillar VTuber? I don't know if I would want, like, I hope they have a really good personality, because that's, like, that's a selling point of, like, VTubers is, like, 90% personality, 10% VTuber.
So you're telling me you wouldn't want to sit there and watch this caterpillar talk? How often do you see talking caterpillars?
It depends on, like, that's what I'm saying. That it depends on their personality, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if they were, like, super boring, like, hey, guys, today I'm going to stream this game. Would you sit there and watch them?
It depends how good, like, the rig is. Like, if the rig's really good, then I don't mind what they sound like.
No. Like, I've known people who pay, like, $2,000 for rigs, right? Mm-hmm. But their personality is super lacking. And I always tell people, you know, pay for a basic rig. Pay for like a bust up rig that's like 150 max for both rigging and art. You know, start streaming. Like stream first. Stream first before you invest in a, you know, $1,000, $2,000 mm-hmm. rig. Because like... Know that you have an audience first before you invest that type of money into a rig. Because usually, let's say, you know, you want to be a gamer, you know, or you want to start streaming games. So you invest yourself in a really good GPU, like a $2,000, you know, or a $1,000 one. And let's say it doesn't work out. At the end of the day, you still have a really good GPU. But with a VTuber, let's say the VTubing thing doesn't work out, you know, at the end of the day, you still have the VTuber, but it's not good for anything.
It's kind of just, it's just there.
It just sits there. Yeah, it just sits there. And
doing nothing, gathering dust.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, get a cheap one. Get an audience first and see where it takes you. Because, you know, at that point, you just don't know where it goes.
But like, what if you've got a really good VTuber and you started new and then people start flooding in? Because it's really good.
Do you think the VTuber makes like the following, you know, like, or is it the personality?
I don't think like it's just the personality alone, because again, you could say with dating,
right?
You don't go for just personality. You have to be somewhat attracted to the outside as well. Because if that was the case, anyone would just go with anyone who has a great personality.
Well, let's say you meet someone online and they look like a 10 out of 10. And then you meet them in real life and their personality is like a 1 out of 10. Would you continue dating them?
Is their personality online different or is it the same?
You don't know how their personality is. Like, let's say you've only texted with them, you know, over the phone, and then you finally meet them, you know, face to face, you know, real person, and you know you hear them for the first time. It's like they are not what I imagined them to be like, you know.
I mean, It depends if you still want to be with them or not.
Like, in terms of, like, a VTuber, like, what is your percentage of, like, personality versus the rig itself?
Just definitely more personality.
Like, what do you think? Like, 60-40, 70-30?
I'd probably say at least at the moment, because I'm still new. Mm-hmm. And still finding out what kind of personality I want to give my VTuber. Right. At the moment, it's probably more personality. So it's definitely like 80 to 20.
80. Like, I feel like the only exception to that is if you join a company like Hololive or Nichisanchi, because, you know, you can... You get hired on based on your personality. Yeah. They don't really, and then you get the rig on top of that. And usually, I don't think they really care about the rig in general, because you're gonna have the following. Like whenever you join Hololive, like before you even stream, you already have like 200,000-300,000 subscribers. You know, even before you start streaming, just because you're within that company. But a lot of VTubers that go that solo route, I think it has to be like 95% personality and 5% rig. Yeah, they, you know, like if you look at Iron Mouse and her first VTuber, I think she was using the 3D model, right? Like the basic one.
Yeah.
It was all her personality, like 95% personality, and then the other was her rig, you know. And that's how I feel like it is. It's like get a basic VTuber, and then once you make that money, then you can upgrade your VTuber to something even like better. Like get a basic one and then upgrade. Yeah.
Do you prefer 2D or 3D?
2D all the way. Like 3D is great, but I love the 2D stuff.
But with 3D, you can do like full rotations.
Yeah, but it's just the 2D aesthetic that I really, really enjoy over the 3D. Like, 3D is cool, but there's just something enamoring about the 2D aesthetic. It's probably because the anime.
Yeah.
Like,
but what about if you did 2D that looked somewhat 3D?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's still 2D though, right?
That's debatable.
I mean, you can definitely tell if something's 2D or 3D. Like if I look at something, I can definitely tell if something was rigged within live 2D. I can definitely tell. And it has that anime aesthetic. I think that's the people are drawn to the 2D aesthetics.
Because it looks more like anime than the 3D does.
I mean, have you seen 3D in anime? It just doesn't.
It's just wrong.
I mean, there's some companies that do it right, like Attack on Titan. Like, you don't even notice that it's 3D. They do it right. But there's plenty of other animes where they just kind of jam in their 3D. I was like, I know it's a background thing, but man, it stands out so much to me.
It's like, I don't know, it feels like I'm watching more of like a game when it's 3D than a show.
Like a cutscene, almost?
Yeah, like a cutscene. And I'm like, am I going to start playing this? Is this what's happening?
Oh, that's so ridiculous. All right. We've been on this tangent long enough, and I think we're hitting that time limit. So any party words to our audiences?
Not really. If you want to get into VTubing, then I think you should definitely do your research. Yeah. Before anything else. And don't get scammed either.
Oh man, I wish I had more time, because I could talk about the crazy scams that go on within the VTubing community, but maybe we'll save it for next time. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Bye.